All right, we are being recorded. Joel, take it away.
All right. So, welcome everyone again for coming on to the PHP Wednesday Night Educational Call, where we answer all of your questions and answers that have been emailed to us over the last few months. Today's topic, we're going to go cover lots of great stuff, so we want to start out by saying that we want to talk a little bit about what the purpose is of these calls. So, Michael, if you could just take it away and let us know why it's important that people actually attend these calls, listen, and...
Okay, I think I've had this question, sort of come up randomly for a while now, and I think the important thing to remind all of us is that what we are trying to do in these calls is truly educate and inform people about health issues, about how our products can be used in different health issues. And most importantly, we want to always focus on the fact that we are a company based on traditional naturopathic medicine, which means that we hold to the belief and the knowledge that the body is self-healing, as Hippocrates stated over 2,000 years ago, that there is no such thing as an incurable disease. He also said that. And he also said food should be your medicine and medicine should be your food. So that is the pretext and the format for which we really try and focus these calls. This call is not designed to be a sales pitch or a hype or, a typical network marketing rah-rah session. This is really designed to be educational and informative so that we can really go out and help other people know the kind of things that they can do to get healthy and regain their health.
Let's talk a little bit about basically how is like Purium Health Products unique among other like direct selling companies and other products that are out there, and why we're different and powerful.
Well, Joel, I think that is probably the $64,000 question, and I don't think we can answer that enough or give as much detail as it really deserves. But I think it's an important thing that all of our members and customers are aware of. First thing that I really think is important is the fact that thanks to Dave and Amy, who are the owners of PHP, they really believe strongly in the idea that everyone should be able to afford high-quality products. And so our main focus as a company, and I've been with these guys for over 12 years now, the main focus is that we want to find the highest quality that we can find, and we want to be able to bring them to the consumer at a price that just about anyone can afford. And that really sets us far apart from what's out there in mainstream America and also in the network marketing arena. There's a lot of good products out there. There's no doubt about it. I would be the last person to say that PHP has a monopoly on having good quality. There's other companies with good quality. But there's no other company with good quality like we've got who offers a price that is actually affordable by just about everyone. A good example of that is let's just look at our barley juice or our Kamut blend. We're looking at well below 20 cents a serving for that product, for either of those products at the member price. And even at the consumer price, it's well under 25 cents a serving. If you look at nutritionally comparing the barley or the Kamut blend to any of the other products that are on the market out there, you're going to find nutritionally they are just as potent as anything you're going to find, and yet the 14 or 15 or 20 cents per serving, you can take 3 or 4 servings of either the barley or the Kamut blend, and you are still spending less money than taking one serving of many of these so-called marketing products where they have 50 or 60 ingredients as a green blend. So that really sets us apart. And the other reason why it's important to have products that are simple, like the barley, like the Kamut blend, like our best of greens, like our more greens, like our power shake, like our scoop of greens, is we don't offer products with 30, 40, 50, or 60 ingredients. And to be honest with you, Joel, most of those products that are on the market, these multi-ingredient products, and everyone's seen them on the shelves, they're anywhere between $1.50 and $2.20 a serving. A lot of times you have 4 milligrams of this, 3 milligrams of that, and it's nothing but a label. there's no substance to it. I mean, it looks nice on a label, but when you really get down to what are you getting for your money, you're getting a lot of hype. So we leave the hype out, and we believe that simplicity is what the body wants. You know, typically you go to these soup and salad places, and you load up on 50 or 60 things. Your stomach doesn't know what to do with all that stuff. It's too many items at the same time. So that's a big factor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the body loves simplicity, and that's what's really great about Purium is that we have lots of great ingredients sold as single ingredients.
Exactly.
And can you touch on, a little bit on, like, what's really special about us having no binders, no fillers, no excipients, no coloring agents, no flowing agents, no artificial colors, stuff like that?
That's my favorite subject. I think that the fact that we do not use tableting aids is humongous. I know several of our members always like it when, you know, we talk about this. And I think it's important that we really raise the flag and toot our horn on this one because it's totally unique. Let me give you an example of what binders and fillers do. Let's take spirulina, for example. Spirulina is it's a long chain algae. That's why it's called spiral. It's a spiral. So it has a long connected chain. All right. Now, if you've ever had the misfortune of dropping a bottle of spirulina, powdered spirulina, on the floor, you know what it means to have something become omnipresent. Your floor becomes blue-green. I mean, it goes everywhere. If you chew spirulina, your white teeth will look blue-green for a while until it, you know, dissolves or you brush your teeth. So it sticks very well to anything that it gets in contact with, because it's a sugar. It has a carbohydrate protein. Now, when you're making capsules or tablets using spirulina, if you run those spirulina capsules or tablets without any additive flow agent, then guess what? You have to run that machinery very slowly. And it takes quite a while to clean the machinery afterwards because the stuff does stick. It's messy, okay? But that's how we do it. We don't add anything to it. And number one, you get a product without any binders or fillers, number one. And number two, because we run the tap slower, less heat is applied to them. And spirulina, for example, has a lot of essential fatty acids, very volatile oils, that if you put a lot of heat to that, it actually can oxidize and become rancid. So it's important to run spirulina at a slow speed. But now, if you run spirulina and you want to run thousands and thousands of tablets per hour, then instead of running it by itself so it sticks in the machine, you add something like magnesium stearate. And magnesium stearate is basically like an oil. And it's a lubricant, so it keeps the machinery from sticking. So you can now run that spirulina much faster, much more temperature, more heat, which means the product is going to be partially destroyed, but you can run it faster, which means it costs you less to do it. Now, a lot of products on the market have things like magnesium stearate, silicon dioxide, microcrystalline cellulose. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of chemical words that you will see on labels of supplements, vitamins, even things like spirulina and you know, wheatgrass tablets and things like this that you're going to find in health food stores. If you start looking at labels and you see words like that, these ingredients can actually represent hydrogenated vegetable oil, ground glass, plastic. That's my favorite.
Just say that again, Michael? Ground glass?
You can actually have silicon dioxide can actually be produced by taking glass and grinding it up. Now, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with doing that because, I mean, it's like if you take sand and put enough pressure behind it, you can make glass. And so you can go the other direction too. But the problem is that if you're used glass that has concentrations of lead in it, you know, heaven knows what's actually in your silicon dioxide.
Sure.
So it can be a problem. But to me, the most offensive one is the plastic. The fact that we can have a word like cellulose or microcrystalline cellulose on a label of a product, And people think cellulose, oh, well, that sounds like a plant or from a tree. Well, if it says vegetable cellulose, it is from a plant or a tree. But if it just says the word cellulose or microcrystalline cellulose, that is actually polyvinyl pyrrolidone, which is plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty. And on top of that, Joel, our fine government says that if you use less than 2% of any of these additives or fillers or lubricants, you don't have to even list it on the label.
Wow.
So we guarantee that we use no fillers, binders, or additives of any kind in the production of all of our products. Now, as far as I know, and I've been in this industry for over 30 years, I have never seen a line of products other than ours that is completely free of additives, at least from what I read lots of labels.
Yeah.
Now, another thing, speaking of labels, another thing that is totally unique about us is we have to realize that we are living in a society of label printers. If you go into a typical grocery store, you know, if you live in Florida, you got Winn-Dixie or Publix, you know, in California, we got Ralph's and Albertsons, Kroger's in the Midwest, wherever. You go into a typical grocery store and look at mayonnaise, and there might be five or six different brand labels of mayonnaise, and all of those could have been manufactured at the same plant. What you need to do is you need to look on a label and see if it says manufactured by, B-Y. If it says manufactured by, that means that the company whose name is on that label actually made the product. If it says manufactured for, exclusively formulated for, distributed by, if it says anything other than manufactured by, it means that you are looking at a product where you do not actually know who made it. All you know is the company that is selling it. They printed the label, and they either sent the label to the company who made it for them, and the company put the label on, or they may have gotten bulk tablets and done their own bottling. I mean, sometimes people do that. But the bottom line is, if it says anything other than manufactured by, you do not actually know who made the product. And because of that, you don't know what's actually in the product. Because like I said, if you use less than 2% of many of these additives, you don't have to show it on the label.
Okay.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah.
But we don't do any of that. So that's what really sets us apart. We do our own manufacturing, and number two, no additives whatsoever.
That's exciting. I mean, it's something that, knowing that, I probably wouldn't use anything else.
Exactly. Yeah, I always read labels. And here's the other thing, folks. Let's not even talk about supplements for a second. Let's say you're going to the grocery store and you want to buy a bottle of oregano powder or, you know, oregano flakes. Look at that label, because a lot of times you will see microcrystalline cellulose added to that kind of thing because they're adding it as a flow agent so it doesn't clump up. And so it's the same thing. If you're going to buy any processed food, read the label, because you will often find words that you cannot pronounce. And if you can't pronounce the word, you don't want to put it in your stomach.
Hmm. Isn't that something? Well, you covered that pretty well, Michael.
Well, thank you, Joel.
I hope people took some notes. And once again, if they want to know any of this information, to see this information again, they can look on our website and listen to the call.
They can, and they can also download it. They can copy parts of it. So there's a lot of good tools that we're creating with these calls, so please feel free to, you know, to use them.
Technology is great, isn't it? Here's a great question here. I took this product, and it's not performing. Why? It's not doing what it says it should be doing.
Right. Well, that's a great question, and trust me, folks, I get it a lot. Here's an issue that we really need to cover very carefully, because it's important. One thing that we want to do as a company, this is what one thing I want to do, you know, as a naturopath, if I'm talking to people about using products, is obviously we want you to have good results from what you're going to use. It's very important. Now, our whole mode of operating is believing that Mother Nature knows best. And so the core products that we always have been promoting are basically whole foods. The majority of PHP products are whole foods. We have a few. You know, we have the Master Aminos, which is a water-soluble extract of amino acids derived from, you know, from vegetables, legumes, lentils, things like that. But under no circumstances would I call that a whole food, but it is an excellent product. Okay, but the majority of our products are actually whole food. Now, when you're taking something that is a whole food, you're getting everything that nature deems that are essential for maintaining and running the body and helping the body heal itself of inharmonies. One thing that people need to realize is I often talk to people who have tried our, you know, basic weight loss program. You know, they'll do the control and the Master Aminos. And they might end up seeing some good results for a period of time, and then all of a sudden they don't see any results at all. In fact, they might even go the other way a little bit. And they say, I don't understand. Okay, well, here's the bottom line. And this is why most of the, if not 99% of all of the products on the market today have a very short attention span in terms of how long people use anything. Because they work for a while, but they don't continue working. And here's the reason why. Our bodies, whether we are talking about digesting food, producing saliva, making red blood cells, I don't care what our body's doing, even sleeping, even doing the minus, the smallest amount of exercise. Every physiological activity that our body goes through involves humongous numbers of chemical processes. And each of those chemical processes requires an ample supply of nutrients and cofactors. Now, one of the things that the body has to have, it has to have a proper balance of enzymes. Now, the enzymes that the body needs for metabolic operation are different than the enzymes that are used for digestion. Okay, so right now we're talking about more of the metabolic enzymes. And these cannot actually be replaced. You can't take a pill for these. But we can assist the body in what it needs to constantly make these things because in order for the body to make those things, it needs a full array of all the vitamins, all the minerals, and the minerals often have to be translated by the body itself into what are called coenzyme factors. So in other words, the body will use selenium, the body will use zinc, the body will use copper, iron, and it will actually make a coenzyme selenium, okay? And that then becomes the precursor of these systemic enzymes. Okay, so if we are not eating a diet that is rich in nutrient-dense, low-calorie superfoods, and we're relying on a product, one product, for example, like we're just taking Master Aminos, and we're not doing anything else that's really providing all of the metabolic tools that are needed, then that cannot possibly work as well as if we were to take with like a green drink, like the barley juice or like the Kamut blend, you know, or even the cherry juice, okay, then that is going to facilitate the body's ability to utilize those amino acids much better. So this is why it's so important. Even someone, we get a lot of people who are introduced to PHP, someone gives them a Nutrition Now drink mix, which is a good product. You know, I mean, it's light years better than anything you would find on the market. I mean, you know, compared to anything from the Carnation Instant Breakfast to, you know, some of these high-priced products that you find in health food stores that are, you know, meal replacements. But the reality is that the Nutrition Now is not necessarily going to give your body all of the elements that it needs on a regular basis. So if you're trying to use that as a meal replacement for two or three meals and you're not eating fruits and vegetables and you're not doing a green drink, it's not going to work as well. So in other words, we need to constantly be aware of the fact that the reason why PHP, that our base concept and our foundation products have always been green food, is because green foods represent high nutrition, low calorie means to get those elements to our body's cells so the metabolism can work properly, so it can do the function it's trying to do. Whether we're trying to lose weight, whether we're trying to run in a marathon race, it doesn't matter. We've got to have an ample supply of all of those nutrients and cofactors in a whole food form, not these isolated chemicals. They don't work.
Great job.
So I hope that answers the question. If it doesn't, yeah, if we need to clarify it, let's try and clarify it, because it's really important that people understand this issue. And this is why so many – you've said this yourself, Joel, that a lot of times, you know, people will buy a product and they'll take it once. They might try it twice, but then they stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing it properly.
And they're not being consistent.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you've had good success with that with people. I mean, you get people using the same thing for 6 months or so, and I tell people all the time, you can't take a product for 2 weeks or even a month and expect, you know, instant results.
Right.
Especially when you've been, you know, a lot of us have abused our body way too many years, and it's like you can't do the wrong thing for 50 years and all of a sudden think, all right, I'm going to do the right thing for a week, and why is everything not right? It takes longer. We got to be good to ourselves.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the astaxanthin, because I know that was a hot topic just recently within, you know, new studies coming out and
right.
With the product formerly known as Athlete's Advantage with us.
What an right.
incredible.
Well, I think the thing that sets astaxanthin apart is that it is an extract of a microalgae. And what is totally unique about it, Joel, is it is an oil-soluble algae. And so it does have a very good ability to permeate the cell. And so that's why it's so good for the eyes. That's why it's so good for athletes, because it provides energy. It provides the chlorophyll on a cellular level very fast. Chlorophyll is Mother Nature's cleanser. And so for athletes, the more chlorophyll that you've got into your cells, the longer you can work out before you have muscle fatigue. Because muscle fatigue is nothing more than the muscle developing more toxins than it can get rid of at the moment, which is why you get a lactic acid buildup. The lactic acid is our friend. The lactic acid is designed to flush out the toxins. So if you have enough chlorophyll-rich food before you're exercising, then your body, your muscles are going to be able to continue and go a lot farther before they start to tire and get, you know, a toxic buildup. And so the astaxanthin is phenomenal for that because two factors, because it is in a pre-digested form, number one. It's oil-soluble, and it has a quick delivery system, so you get it where it needs to go fast.
And there's been some talk about how, like, internal sunscreen, blocking agents for dangerous UV rays, through, you know, fresh chlorophyll and stuff
right.
like, you know, the microalgae from astaxanthin.
Exactly, because what you're doing is you're getting a quick absorption, and so anytime the cell can use something faster, it has much more ability for it to do what you wanted it to do. In other words, you're not making the body process as much.
Interesting. Who would benefit most from using astaxanthin?
Well, we've had phenomenal results from people saying it really helps them with their eyes. I would say, to me, that's probably the most significant thing, and a lot of athletes love it. One of the reasons why we changed the name is because it's very good for, like you said, it is very helpful for people who are in the sun a lot. It protects the skin. It's also incredibly good for the eyes. It's good. It's a wonderful cellular metabolizer. So in other words, it's sort of like STP for your cell. In other words, it because it's in a pre-digested form, the body can utilize it much easier than, let's say, it's going to be able to use even something like spirulina, because the spirulina, because it's a spiral long chain, it does take some digestion to get it where it wants to go. But to keep in mind, though, that the astaxanthin doesn't have all of the features and qualities of spirulina. So they both have value, and using them together for an athlete would probably be the best bet.
That was my next question. What would be the perfect combination for using astaxanthin with one or two of our other products?
Yeah, I would use astaxanthin with spirulina, for example, with barley juice. That combination would be excellent because you're getting lots of chlorophyll, you're getting incredible array of nutrients, and you're getting the astaxanthin, which is going to be a great chaperone to get into the cell quicker.
And Dave always mentions a great combo, perfect duo, is the astaxanthin and the master amino complex. Could you expand just a little bit on that?
Well, right, because what you're doing is, because the astaxanthin has an ability to permeate the cell quicker, the master aminos, especially if you're willing to chew them. I know, you know, people say, you chew those things? I actually like the taste of them. But, you know, if you don't, you swallow them.
I swallow them, yeah.
Yeah, but whatever, it doesn't matter. But the point is that you're getting an amino acid that is in a pre-digested form, and because the astaxanthin has the ability to be a chaperone and to permeate the cell quicker, you're getting the amino acids at the muscular cellular level quicker, which means that the muscle can use those amino acids to build new muscle. So that's why athletes really love it, and that's how it actually ramps up the ability to help with muscle building. And obviously, you know, I know Dave says, you know, you can sit in a rocking chair and just take master aminos and you're going to gain muscle mass. But the reality is that the only way to create good, healthy, solid muscle is through exercise and amino acids. That works a lot better because, you know, you can create muscle that's not necessarily going to do anything. But you want muscle that's going to be able to perform. And the only way muscle can perform is through work.
Right. Speaking of being able to perform, have you seen Dave lately? I saw some new shots of him online, and he's doing something right.
Okay, I haven't. I'm going to see him this weekend because we're all going to be at the Natural Products Expo up in Anaheim.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about, like, children and PHP products. Can a young child take any of our products, all of our products, or some of our products?
Well, they can certainly take a lot of our products. As many people know, because I've had this question a lot, is can we safely use, like, the barley juice? Can we safely use the activated barley? And the answer is unequivocally yes. The activated barley was originally produced 2,000 years ago by the Roman Empire, because they had a lot of mothers who, after giving birth, the mom died, and they had babies around with no mother's milk to feed them. And so they created this formula using basically barley milk. And so that's what activated barley is. It's actually a pre-sprouted, fermented barley grain. You can mix it in water, and it basically can act almost on its own as an infant formula. If you want to put a little barley juice in it with the greens, then it's probably relative. It's pretty close to what mother's milk really is like, and so that's what's really great about it. And so that's very popular. I'll tell you an interesting story. Years ago, we were doing a talk at a health food store. And we gave out some samples of our Omla Vitamin C, which of course is one of the PHP products. And this little 1.5-year-old kid was like grabbing for it and wanted to have some. And the mother said, "Is it all right if the baby has some of this?" And we said, "Well, yeah, you know, he can certainly have it, but it's very bitter tasting, so he may not like it." Well, not only did this kid like it, I mean, he wanted more and more and more of it. And we said, "Well, you know, it's not going to really hurt him. I wouldn't get you give him too much. You know, it might cause diarrhea or something if you give him a whole bunch, because he was, you know, a little kid." But he just loved that stuff and ate it up. And I said, "I would bet that this child has only had your milk." And she said, "Yeah, you know, we're now starting to give him some other food, but basically he grew up on mother's milk." And I said, "That's why he likes the taste of this, because his taste buds have not been contaminated with processed foods." And so the reality is that the majority of any of our whole food products, whether it be the spirulina, the amla, the barley, the coconut oil, you know, even small amounts of the cherry juice, which is very concentrated. I wouldn't give a child the straight cherry juice because it's way too concentrated. But those kind of products can easily be given to children, you know, almost at any age. I mean, I would say the barley and the barley juice and the activated barley, like I said, have been used in the past for formula. Spirulina, chlorella, cherry juice, I would wait, you know, probably 6 months or so before I start introducing those. But yeah, they're perfectly safe because all they are is food. You know, obviously I wouldn't give a child that's very young, say the Mastraminos. I wouldn't open up a capsule of Revivitol and give that to a young child, you know. But any of our whole food products are perfectly safe. And you're not going to find that. You walk into a health food store and look what the choices are for infant formula. And, I mean, it's nasty. Even the ones that are organic, a lot of them are organic. I mean, you wouldn't want to give it to a dog.
Yeah. It's not even animal grade.
No. I mean, it's scary what they're putting in this stuff. And some of the words, like I said, you cannot pronounce.
List of 50 to 100 ingredients.
Yep. Right. And a lot of them are still relying on, you know, soy isolate, whey isolate. Isolated protein is not the best thing to use. It's okay if you've got whole protein with it, but, you know, you don't ever want to just have an isolated protein by itself. That's not a great way to go. Because the body needs all the factors that nature put in there.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Let's move on to our next question here.
Okay.
What products are great for my grandparents?
Well, I would say that your grandparents could take just about anything that we have in our line. Certainly, most older people are not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
So I would always recommend that you get them on some of those types of products. Whether it be the best of greens, if they just don't eat vegetables at all, or if they eat some, you know, maybe the more greens or maybe the power shake. The power shake is very good for a lot of senior people because it has a good amount of spirulina in it, so it's good for the blood. You know, it's got the activated barley, and so it's a good energizer. And it tastes pretty good. I mean, most people find it tastes pretty good, especially if you mix it like as a smoothie. Even in water, I find it okay. If people are really squeamish, you know, you can start them off on the scoop of greens because that certainly tastes the best with the apple flavor and the Lohan, which is a fruit sugar. So that's good. The Revivitol is a very good product for senior people. It definitely helps with mental acuity. The Master Aminos can be very helpful, especially, you know, if they're going to take it with, like, say, the barley juice or the cherry juice, because a lot of senior people lose muscle. And so if you can, you know, if they're willing to do, if they are able to do any exercise at all, one thing I always tell people, if you can't do anything else, get yourself one of those trampolines, and if you can't jump on it, just sit on it and bounce up and down. Or if you can't yourself bounce on it, sit on it and have someone else bounce up and down so at least you're getting your lymph moving. So there's always a way that you can move something. So that's the key, is you want to have high nutrient, low calorie, and you want to keep moving.
Excellent. Now we have a question here about the hair, skin, and nails.
Okay.
How long should I take this product before I start to see results?
Well, that's a great question, and I would say that it all depends on how much help you need. I will tell you this, Joel, that I've talked, in fact, this is interesting, I just talked to a woman about a month ago, and she had been taking the hair, skin, and nails, that's all she was taking. And she said, well, you know, I think it's helping a little bit, but I don't know if it's helping as much as I would hoped it would. And I said, well, what else are you doing? You know, do you eat a lot of fruits? And well, I don't really eat that. You know, I'm staying away from coffee. I'm trying not to eat too many processed foods. I said, all right, well, why don't you add a green drink? And so she said, well, which one should I add? I said, well, it depends on, you know, what you're looking for in terms of taste. I said, your most economical one, which also would be good for your hair, skin, and nails, would be just the plain barley juice. And she said, all right, well, I'm willing to try anything. I said, just mix it in water. The first time you take it, you're probably going to say, well, you know, this sort of tastes like my front yard. And I said, that's normal. And after you've taken it for a week, you're going to say, you know, this isn't so bad. And after a month, you're going to say, I like this. So she started doing that. And within about 10 days, she called back and she said, that's amazing how I can't believe the improvement I am seeing in my split ends of my hair, and my fingernails. They're actually not cracking now. Because she was having a lot of those splints, when it starts cracking. And I think she was like 64 or something. And so she was a happy camper. And all she did was add the barley juice to the addition of taking the hair, skin, and nails, which she had been taking for about a month and a half. And just by that addition, which simply reinforces what we were just talking about earlier, that you need the full complement of nutrients.
Sure.
To get anything going in your body. So it's the same thing as, you know, it's the same exact scenario as, and we're going to talk about this next week at length, and we don't have time right now because we're getting close to the end,
yeah.
But one thing we're going to talk about next week, and please remind me, is I get lots of people calling about the issue of libido and sex drive.
Okay.
You know, and like they've tried the super male formula. You know, they've tried the men's defense or they've tried the woman's defense. And, you know, sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't help, blah, blah, blah. And so we really are going to go into this in depth because I get a lot of calls and a lot of emails. In fact, I would say it's probably my second most popular topic that comes up.
But have they tried the Be Energetic double dose?
Well... That's what we're going to – it's more than just taking the Be Energetic. It boils down to – and this is, like I said, we don't have time to get into it now, but it really does involve the fact that the body has to be operating under – at almost maximum efficiency before your sex drive is going to be in high gear. It's as simple as that. If you try and ramp something up, it's like the people who go for Viagra and Cialis and all the rest of this nonsense that's out there. If you take a product like that, and that's all you do, it's like running a Ferrari and forgetting to put oil in the engine.
Sure.
You're going to destroy the car. Okay. That's the effect. And so we're going to talk at length about that, but you know, we don't have time right now, but
yeah.
That's the point is you have to support the body in the way the body needs.
Well, Michael, that was a great way to end the call.
Well, I think we covered a lot of good material, and like I said, these calls are all, as you mentioned also, they're all will be on the back office, can be downloaded, can be recorded. You are welcome to use any and all of the material that we talk about for your own use. You can't sell it, but you can certainly give it away.
Exactly. Well, thanks again, Michael. Wonderful job again answering all those questions. Same place, same time next week. Anything
stay
else
happy,
like?
Stay healthy.
And be well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a great night, everyone.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.